Eastern Report, ladies and gentlemen, is sponsored by East Quag's Restaurant, deep in the heart of downtown. It's the New Moon Cafe, 45 years now, by the way, and still going strong. Best, it really is, the best Tex-Mex in town. Found in East Quag or anywhere along the Eastern Seaboard, for that matter. Delicious Blue Mondays, you got Taco Tuesdays, Burger Wednesdays, Thirsty Thursdays, my favorite. Saturday and Sunday breakfast brunch, you got to head to that New Moon Cafe, Montecalvo, East Quag, Rob DePiro. East End Report. Speaking of East Quag and everything else, you know, I think of Sam, the bald eagle. You heard the Sarge. He's on it. Robert, we are on this as a station. We are going to find this this bald eagle. If it's the last thing I do, I'm going to get out there. It's 112 tomorrow. I don't care. There is a bald eagle flying around. So, and that can't fly, actually. It's got that wounded wing. But we are on it here on as the top station in America right now in news. You know that.
This is true. As a matter of fact, from what I've read, it's an amputated wing, so that would never be able to fly the bald eagle. But, yeah, as you and Jay just covered it, I don't know who would do such a thing. This is just flat-out stupid. Where would you sell it if you did steal it, you know, if your objective is to sell it? You know, they did tell me at the Quag Wildlife Refuge yesterday, Jay, that there is, believe it or not, a black market for bald eagles. Whoever did this had to cut through not only one fence, but two fence. They have, like, two different types of wire fence. And even if you try to, I guess they did have wire crimpers, because that's how the only way they would have gotten in, since they did cut a hole. The other fence is angled a different type of, it's got different patterns to it. So whoever did this really had planned this out.
Now, you're right. And listen, and that's why you have a reward, folks, of $10,000. Now, we have a clip, no pun intended here. We have a clip of Kimberly Stevens, the Quag Wildlife Refuge. Take it away.
Well, right now, we are just hoping to get Sam, our eagle, back and healthy so that he can live out the rest of his days here at the refuge. So right now, we have a $10,000 reward for Crime Stoppers for information regarding Sam to help us get him back. So we just ask that anyone who has any information would contact Crime Stoppers and let them know.
All right. Important stuff. $10,000 at stake. You know, that's a lot of loot. Okay. So... keep that in mind. You know, with
Sam, Jay, I think I've also heard that Nassau County, the SPCA of Nassau County, has now chipped in an additional $5,000. So that would make this $15,000.
Wow. How about that? $15,000? Holy mackerel. Please.
And
let's get this bird back.
By the way, just to wrap up, this bald eagle has been a staple of the Quag wildlife. Not as long as the wildlife's been around, but he's been in that facility for over 30 years.
One, no question. Tough deal. All right, let's go to some other stuff. What is, well, I tell you, there was a lot of accidents last weekend, Rob, as far as the water was concerned. And a lot of people are going to be out there again. You got the heat wave and everything else. You know, people have to be careful. WI and everything else. You know, people drive like maniacs on the water. I've seen them. You're on the beach. You know, you see these cigarette boats going way too fast. And you had a couple of fatalities as well last week, you know?
Yeah, you had one fatality, I believe, was in Nassau County. Out here in Mariches Inlet on the East End, you had two accidents 24 hours apart. And you could almost say it was in the same location. Saturday thing, incident, I believe, was a jet skier who had, either hit or collided with a cigarette boat. In the case of Sunday, though, which was the tragic accident, that happened right around 6 p.m. You had 56-year-old Mia Sue of Shirley. She had been thrown from the recreational vessel. She and her husband were riding in. That was struck by a 50-foot Sea Ray, you know, a larger boat, much larger boat, piloted by 65-year-old Robert Burkhart of East Mariches. Now, in the Saturday incident, the officials attributed that agreed with the person that collided with the boat act. When the boat hit the jet skier, that was sun glare facing west. I don't know if sun glare played a factor into this. Her husband actually saw the accident, probably both saw it imminent, and he jumped off of the water. He jumped off of the boat, 50-year-old Jack Chen. He only suffered minor injuries. But his wife was still on it. She got thrown off, and you could really see the whole thing unfolding from the bayfront in East Merches, which you could see the Coast Guard station set up. The fire departments ran down there. They had the fire trucks. The Coast Guard had their own personnel, fire trucks, ambulance. And when you saw the ambulance pull up, but then only slowly move away, you kind of knew that this did not have a good ending.
No, a horrible ending indeed. Just be careful out there. That's all we ask. You know, a lot of people don't realize, you know, you drink on the waterways, it could be absolutely deadly. And we have seen plenty of incidents, you know, let's face it, plenty of incidents. So just be very mindful of your surroundings. All right, let's get a couple of more in for you, Rob. The situation out in Southampton, the street sign. I tell you, you got a little back and forth. Alex Gregor now in the Shinnecocks. You got Jay Schneiderman, this is, you know, supervisor of Southampton. You got a lot. Of course, Gregor to face off against Schneiderman in November. That's going to be a very interesting dynamic there. What's the latest on this?
Well, basically, according to the Southampton Press, Shinnecock Hills has an attorney who claims that the highway superintendent Alex Gregor's actions to post the official Southampton Town street sign at the St. Andrews Road, the lawyer is saying that, quote, that constituted a fraud. He basically says that Mr. Gregor lied in official documents about the street sign being a replacement for the one that was removed during the U.S. Open last year. However, that lawyer is maintaining that not one street sign there ever existed. Now, just to wrap up, town officials say the dispute over St. Andrews Road has been resolved, and the company has researched the matter. They've concluded that it is the property of the club, not the town. And as you just mentioned, I guess you didn't really mention it, but to get into it, Schneiderman, Jay Schneiderman, seems to be on a different side of the situation here than Gregor.
Yeah, and of course, you know, as we mentioned, it sets up a Gregor Schneiderman type deal. But nonetheless, you know that Alex Gregor is the superintendent as far as highways are concerned. That's something that you have to be very mindful of. Rob DePiro, yeah, go ahead.
Just to add up, 3 years ago, the Shinnecock did try, but it was unsuccessful. They wanted to close Tuckahoe Road to traffic and have the town sign it over to the golf club. But that the town, I guess, determined that would just make a traffic nightmare on 39.
No doubt. Yeah, no question about it. All right, let's go to another biggie out there, my friend. You got a lot of stuff going on. And certainly, you know, you have the Polish Town Civic Association, I guess, not happy at all these days about having to pay over, what, $2,000 for ambulances that'll be on call. You got the festival. I tell you, they do a great job. That's one of my favorites, the Polish festival out there. I think it's the 17th and 18th of August.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of back and forth now as far as being present, the price, and everything else regarding this situation, the ambulances.
Yeah, the Riverhead Ambulance Corps, beginning in January, began charging nonprofit groups that have any type of special event $150 per hour. That money goes into the donation account, not the ambulance taxing district. This comes from the Riverhead News Review. And basically, Kay Davis, who is the Polish Town Civic Association president, says that that's a lot of money for them to fork over because they simply do not have a ton of money to work with. So, you know, as of right now, I think from what the Riverhead News Review said, Kay Davis wanted to see with the ambulance corps, can they have a joint fundraiser, but says they have not gotten back to her. And I guess if you want to wrap up, Jay, huge doings at the Southampton campus of Stony Brook, Southampton, you probably know tomorrow from 1 to 5, really from 1 to 6 p.m. It's going to be a huge, big forum on the 50th anniversary of the moonwalk with Edwin Buzz Aldrin stepping foot out of the lunar module. Grumman played a key factor into that right here from Calvert and Long Island. So there's going to be a couple Grumman officials on hand as well as NASA. There's going to be film clips. There's going to be discussions. It's going to be an all-day affair. So to beat the heat and to learn about this historic event, head over to Southampton's campus tomorrow.
Yeah, fascinating. You know, listen, if you were around, great. If you weren't, you catch the documentaries and the stories. One element I brought up this week, you had the President of the United States at that time, Richard Nixon, Rob, who had a couple of letters written. Remember, you had Aldrin and Armstrong on the moon. Collins is around it, orbiting. If there was a situation. Now, remember, folks, you are basically collecting the moon rocks and the dust and everything else, and then you hit a button. One button. Think about this. One button that could mean life or death for these astronauts. Nixon had a letter written both. If a tragedy was to have happened, in which, you know, you have a couple of guys being stranded there left to die, or, you know, obviously the good thing that happened was they were able to blast off and head back in fine fashion. That was a fascinating dynamic, I think, of that whole trip. Nixon and everything else involved, 1969. It could have gotten a dicey. We know what happened a couple of years later, Apollo 13, the movie made, Tom Hanks, the whole nine yards. Tough one. But I tell you, there was so many fascinating stories coming out of that whole thing.
Yeah, just to wrap up, Jay, I always like Norm MacDonald's bit about the moon landing, where he says, you know, you get Aldrin, the two astronauts got to go out, and then the one astronaut got to go to the moon but didn't get to go on the moon. And MacDonald says, he's looking out the window, and he's like, wow, they're having so much fun. I have to stay here. And he goes, what are they playing, golf now? They get to play golf?
That's what it is. Golf and putting up the flag and everything else. I tell you, quite a story it was. Listen, always always a pleasure. Stay cool, all right? I don't want to see DePiro jogging around the East End, okay? Let's be smart here.
It's rather cool here right now, though. I don't know where this heat is, but to me it's almost like a June day right now. I'm waiting.
It's a-coming, pal. It's a-coming. We'll talk to you soon. Good stuff.
Talk to you next week, Jay.
The great DePiro and his report.